right, we do have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Sheen with us. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Getting a little moisture out there.
Yeah, it's a little drippy out there this morning.
And our temperatures, I think, well, it was warm enough yesterday and nothing should be freezing.
Right, I don't think anything's going to freeze necessarily, but...
be careful, yeah.
Yeah, definitely take it easy.
Hard to believe our winter sports season is all over now.
It is. Today's the first day of spring practices.
Right.
I read in one of the announcements that the track team was going to be out, and at least we can see the track this year.
That's right,
There's been a lot of years when on the first day of track practice, it was still buried in snow, so I walked Saturday a little bit on the track.
It's ready to go.
I warmed it up for him.
There you go.
Well, Scott, the boys basketball team wrapped up their season. As you said, the winter sports season is now over. They played in the sub-state game last Tuesday night, worked hard, but fell to a very good Adams Central team. Congratulations to the boys on a great season. Seniors Andrew Alder, Colby Dean, Sean Gildersleeve, Michael Posey, and Braxton Stoffer have been great leaders throughout their years in high school, and they'll be missed. Good luck to the Cardinals as they head to Lincoln on Thursday. Go get Mullen. The high school quiz bowl team of Andrew Alder, Justin Beeks, Blair Gutchell, Becky Hupp, Christopher Jennings, and Alyssa Moser traveled to Neely for the ESU 8 Senior Quiz Bowl last Tuesday. They won their first two matches and then lost two, finishing in the top six in the 23-team contest. The following day, the junior high team also traveled to Neely, and the team of Ashton Clausen, Avery Larson, Drew Morrow, Bethany Owens, Emma Sedlacek, and Hunter Wilson won their first four matches before dropping the next two. They also finished in the top six of the 27-team tournament.
Pretty good finish.
Very nice finish. A number of students traveled to Hastings College to take part in the Nebraska Junior Academy of Sciences Central Regional Science Fair last Wednesday. There were 64 senior division projects on display. Madison Hampton and Kylie Howard won a Blue Ribbon Award for their project, Egg Production. Summer Minig and Riley Briner also won a Blue Ribbon Award for their project, Why People Rely on Their Phones. And Maddie Hilker and Zelly Sorensen won a Red Ribbon Award for their project, Effects of Blue Light on Teens. So,
cool.
Yeah, first year we've been to a science fair in a long time. Glad to see us doing that. O'Neill High School has been selected to be one of four rural Nebraska schools to host a traveling museum exhibition from the Anne Frank House, located in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, in the fall semester of 2020. This is the first time the exhibit has come to Nebraska and will be at O'Neill High School for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is a great honor, yeah.
Yeah, we've got four students, Gia Shadari, Christopher Jennings, Kelsey Osborne, and Enrique Sanchez, that were chosen to be student hosts for the exhibit. As part of their participation, they traveled to a two-day training in Burwell this past weekend with Mrs. Gotchel, the faculty sponsor. So, pretty darn cool. Yeah. We'll have more about that next fall. O'Neill FFA students traveled to Norfolk for district CDEs last Wednesday. Some results are still being tabulated, but here's what we currently have. In ag sales, Taya Rainforth was second and Ashley Pischel 11th individually. The agronomy team qualified for state, and Cody Pritchett was, I believe, 8th and Ethan Miller 11th. The biotechnology team placed 7th and Brianna Sullivan was 9th individually. The farm business management team qualified for state, and Michaela Grenier was 6th individually. The food science team placed 5th, Becky Hupp was 8th, and Dominic Parks 11th. And the livestock management team qualified for state and finished in 4th place as a team. The vet science team finished 6th, Taya Rainforth was 11th, and Ty was 12th individually. And the welding team finished 6th, Justin Beeks finished 2nd in MIG welding, and Lucas Doherty was the champion in OA welding.
Wow.
Awesome. Yeah, pretty impressive. So, good job.
I think over 1,500 students participated in
It's huge. It really is.
The band members were up early this morning.
Oh, they were. I think when they leave at
6:45.
Yeah. They're traveling to Wayne today to take part in that Mid-State Conference Instrumental Music Clinic. The day concludes with a 5 o'clock concert. Sure to be wonderful. Our speech students are going to be performing for the public at their Date Before Districts tomorrow night. That'll begin at 6 p.m. And then they'll travel to Wayne for the district competition this Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of those speech meets are during the day, so a lot of people, the general public, don't have a chance.
We don't get a chance to hear the great stuff the kids are doing. Yeah. Perfect opportunity tomorrow night at 6.
And great entertainment.
And great entertainment, for certain. Family Science Night was rescheduled to tomorrow night at the elementary school. That'll begin at 6:30 and is sure to be fun for the whole family. Right. Lots of neat things, I'm sure. Our elementary students are also celebrating Read Across America this week. I believe it was actually last week, but we had a short week and they wanted to have 5 days worth of fun. So that's why they're celebrating this week. I want to just talk a little bit about the COVID-19 coronavirus. Yes. Scott, I know you've got Roger Wiese coming in, and that'll be perfect information. We've been working very closely with Roger and the North Central District Health Department, as well as the Nebraska Department of Education, to stay on top of things, try and minimize the likelihood of instances of the virus in our schools. We're encouraging our students and staff to wash their hands well and often. 20 seconds, sing that happy birthday song, say the alphabet a couple of times.
Mary had a little lamb, whatever you gotta do.
I saw on Facebook some more upbeat pop music that they also had out there you could be singing while you wash.
Or count to 20.
Or count to 20. Yeah, that still works. Numbers still work, yes. But definitely do keep those hands clean and away from your face. Be sure and cough or sneeze into your sleeve or a tissue that's then deposited in the garbage. And stay home. Yeah. If you've got a fever, if you've got a cough, or you're having some trouble breathing, shortness of breath, just stay home. If you or your child show any of those symptoms, just lay low for a while.
That's what I know. They said, you know, a lot of the times maybe you're feeling, I'm about 70% of this.
Right.
And if you are that.
And typically you'd power through and want to go to school or to work. But, you know, right now it's probably best to just err on the side of caution and stay home.
Right.
If your symptoms get worse and you think you need to be seen at the clinic, make sure you call the clinic first before you go in. That'll help to avoid exposure to healthcare workers and others that might be at the clinic for other things. When you call, they'll give you directions concerning your trip to the clinic, where to go, and how they will greet you. And by following these guidelines, we think we can reduce the impact on our community. So if at some point we are directed to close school for a chunk of time, we're ready for that too. Kids, you're still going to be learning at home. So it'll all be good.
All right. So we have just keep your eyes open. We'll have any announcements. And also you get a hold of them too on the call.
Right.
Chain,
on on the direct call. And with spring break last weekend, we know we did have a number of people that traveled outside in the state to ski or for other little vacation destinations. So monitor yourself really carefully if you've been out of state.
All right, Amy, have a great week.
Thanks, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public Schools.